going to call the meeting to order. BJ, would you read the mission statement, please?
Yes, I will. The goal of Trainer School Board of Education is that every child succeeds. Therefore, the Trainer Board of Education promises to provide necessary policies, programs, procedures, and resources needed to provide a culture that respects the individual needs of every child. We promise to provide a safe, caring, creative, and engaging learning environment for every child. We promise to promote the social, emotional, physical, and intellectual development of every child. We promise to provide an ethical, respectful, competent, and compassionate staff that values students' rights and helps students become ethical, respectful, competent, and productive members of the community.
Thank you. Roll call.
Ms. Olson.
Here.
Mr. Dreyer.
Here.
Mr. Borthman.
Here.
Mr. Stogdale.
Here.
All right. Any amendments to the agenda?
None.
Being no amendments, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Trainer Education Association, initial proposal. The floor is yours.
Great. Sorry if I hear the sound.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, good. Big print. I forgot my glasses.
Okay, I'm a presentation guy. I like to have something to reference, so that's why I'm going to use the board, but I'll first start off by introducing myself. I'm Jacob Barish. I teach here at the high school, and then also part of the negotiation team and present today is John Travis at the elementary, Mary Beth Harris at the middle school, and Kendall King at the elementary, and then Angie Drake is also a part of our team, but she is not present. And then before we get into our proposal itself, I'd like to thank the board and Dr. Meinhof for first off calling a special meeting so we can give this presentation. And then second off, a few things that the TA is proud of that we've been able to accomplish as a group and together. Continued salary increases and sharing those increases regardless of experience level. Continued efforts to tier TSS money. Being a teacher at one point himself, Dr. Meinhof knows that teaching is not only our livelihood but also our passion, so we appreciate that. And then the continued acknowledgement that retaining our excellent teachers, as we heard in the mission statement, leads to having an excellent district. So thank you for that, and makes our lives a lot easier, that's for sure. Okay, so we'll start with language in getting into the proposal here. So this would be the second page, front and back to save some paper. You can see that the changes in red have kind of already been agreed upon through previous meetings or labor and management, and things within the parentheses and the asterisks are newly proposed, and this primarily pertains to Article 9 and leaves. So first one is line A, where the change from three teachers being absent down to two per building, and then line B was a change that no personal days granted the day before or after a holiday break. Moving down then in line D, so this is a newly proposed change out of our initial proposal that the employee should be reimbursed as opposed to $100, but instead the current daily subpay for each personal leave day unused at the end of the year. Continuing on then, a couple more already kind of agreed upon things. Line E, changing the sub-doc days or personal leave sub-doc days from 1 to 2, so an increase there. And then the addition of line F, that the superintendent may, at his slash her discretion, grant personal leave in cases where travel requirement or other extreme circumstances may warrant as a sub-pay doc. Any questions, which if you need to add negotiation? Okay, moving on then to salary. So Schedule B, an increased unit rate of $10 and advance the yearly step up to 14. And I'm looking at base wages. So the first is that every returning full-time teacher's total salary increases a minimum of 4.5% from their current. That is with TSS. Without TSS, the TA is proposing an initial base wage increase of $1,000 to each returning teacher's salary, an increase in each educational lane on the salary grid by $1,000, and increase the compensation for movement to the following and new educational lane, MA plus 15, to $1,491. So just some thoughts there and kind of talking points from the TA. First off, we feel that multiple years without seeing an increase onto our base salaries causes instability within our wages, and we'd also like to see and feel that changes to the base would result in a fair compensation system. The other is that other districts are also seeing base increases. For example, Lewis Central's package included a base salary increase. And then on the educational lanes, the TEA believes that our staff's efforts to further their education as educators ourselves should be awarded. That is as a part of the Master's 15 lane and also increasing the educational lanes on the grid by $1,000 as well. Okay, some further information with on TSS. So again, total wages with TSS and the previous total wages without TSS would see an increase of 4.5% at a minimum. Using Dr. Beinhoff's TSS distribution grids that he put together, and that we also liked, the additional TSS money would be distributed through Tier 2 and raise salaries to meet the state requirements. Tier 1 would be years of experience, and then you can see Tier 4 or Tier 3 for education, and then Tier 4 to help then meet everybody who needs to essentially be pulled up to that 4.5%. All right. You can also see then on there duration of base and total wage proposal. So we are asking for this to be a multi-year agreement, and you can see the increase to the base of $1,000 and total salary increase of 4.5% proposed for the 2025-2026 school year is then copied over to the 2026-2027 school year, and you can see that wording there. We did add in that if the funding ratio for 26-27 is below 2% or above 2.5%, then negotiations shall occur under those circumstances. That was the word I'm looking for, circumstances. The TA is seeking a multi-year deal, again, kind of to go, like we were talking about before, stability, offers our staff and our members an opportunity to kind of plan and account for what they will see in the future, as opposed to kind of this year-by-year negotiation that we are doing. And moving on from there. So package costs. So you can see the base salary breakdown, and then as well as total salary with TSS insurance and Schedule B. Here on the left, which is also then on the initial proposal, as well as the estimated TSS breakdown with some remaining over for necessities to spend there. So a few additional numbers we wanted to throw around, and Mary is handing out the summary pages. Again, those summary pages will include the total package with just the base increases in our initial proposal, and then also show with TSS the total package and total salary there. So, hold on, Mary. Thank you. Thanks, Mary.
You're welcome.
Okay, so some additional numbers we wanted to point out. We'll start with the first thing up here at the top. So obviously insurance is going up, and we appreciate the work by Dr. Beinhoff and others to get us a fair and package that makes sense for the staff. But because of that, we came to find that because of those increases, insurance from the lowest package would cost a 0.38% of a teacher's salary. So that would be the highest earner choosing the cheapest, essentially, monthly package would cost them 0.38%. At the top end of the scale would be the lowest earners choosing the most expensive monthly package, so the national network option would cost them almost 8% of their total salary. And that all plays into some of the things that we are asking for as a part of our initial proposal. And then, as always, as we have included the last few years, you can see the unspent balance percentages compared to expenditures and where they fall within the state's recommendations and what the district has done the last few years as well. Does the negotiation team have anything else to add? Any comments or questions, I guess?
Is there another graph? Or is that just those two?
It should be just those two.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, just those two. So, yeah. And then there are some other graphs on there, too. You can see expenditures versus teacher salary and benefits, as well as then the expenditures full table from the last 10, 11 years. So those are in there as well.
Point of clarification is,
yeah.
So your proposal has language and items that live primarily in the master contract, but there's a few items that live in the handbook. But the proposal is just for the change in the master contract, and the other is just information, meaning like the TSS does not live in the master contract, lives in the handbook. You're just including that as part of your calculation and transparency.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
And that's what we really have appreciated, I think, about our labor management meetings and being able to get together as a negotiations team and then being able to have a conversation with Mickey and with Annika and being able to have that transparency with you guys throughout the process too has been really appreciative and everything that Beinhoff has given us as well.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I'm new. I'm going to keep claiming that for a while. Is it typical? I know that you talked about why you're asking for a two-year request. Have you seen other districts doing that, or is it typical?
It kind of depends. There are some districts that in years like what we have coming up and the way that we've seen changes occurring, they ask for two-year contracts. It's not unusual to ask for a two-year contract. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But the benefit of having a two-year contract for your teachers is that longevity piece. I think they really feel like, okay, our TEA and our board have gone to battle for us, and they're saying that we want you to stick around, and this is what we're showing you is coming in the future. I also believe that a two-year contract really gives some perspective to future people coming in. Oh, they already have this set for next year, so these are the benefits that I can see coming my way if I choose to apply to that school too.
Thank you.
Ask a follow-up question on the two-year proposal. So you had a slide that had a summary of the two-year proposal for 25-26, 26-27, and it said $1,000 on the base. Is that $1,000 on 25-26 and 26-27 then?
Yes.
So basically, if you mirrored this top beginning lanes, you'd add $1,000 plus the
yes.
the change in the differential to M15.
Yeah. I would also add on to what Mary said too, I've definitely had staff members communicate uncertainty about what our year-to-year plan slash what their salary and what direction that's going to go in the future. So I think kind of what Mary's saying, and like I said about stability, I think that communicates a message of stability and also then to like dedication to retaining staff and that and support as well.
appreciate you putting together a nice presentation. Any other board members have any questions? McKee, anything? Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming in. We've scheduled an exempt session to take a look at this and go through it. Probably be in touch.
Could we tentatively plan? I had sent Jacob an email, but given the weather forecast for Wednesday and parent-teacher conferences this week, maybe tentatively look at a 4:30 on the 24th if it ends up working for folks.
Which is a week from today, right?
Yeah. I mean, if tentatively kind of keep that on your radar. We'll see if that works out for us and if we get everything ready. But since we're all here, maybe say that. We haven't checked.
Yeah.
Touch base on that yet either. So, but it just kind of have it on your radar.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there any other business? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.